We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Penguins are making changes. They have to because of free agency. They don't want to sign a third line center in free agency because of the cost. But they did go out and bring in a new defenseman this weekend. And with more on that, we go to the hotline and say hello to Kristen Shilton. See, she is from TSN Radio in Toronto covering the Maple Leafs. Kristen, have you ever covered an 11-day hockey game?
You know what, I haven't. But that was really interesting to hear about. I would have been curious to have seen how that went.
Yeah, imagine the coach there imploring his team between like the... you know, the 33rd and 34th periods, demanding more out of them. Probably falling on deaf ears. Tell me about Matt Hunwick. What kind of player are the Penguins getting?
You know, Matt Hunwick, he is a very steady player. You know, what you see is what you get with him. There's not a lot of flash to his game. He's just he's good in his own zone. He's good. He's a good pairing guy if you pair him with maybe a faster defenseman or a more puck-moving defenseman. Because he's a guy that just is very, you know, lunch pail, blue collar, like comes in, does exactly what's asked of him. And I thought last season with the Leafs, he really took a lot of heat here early on in the season because he was playing with Roman Polak and the two of them together. Just, you know, you'd see them in their own zone a lot and you'd see them chasing guys around their own end. But they didn't give up a lot. They can get in these situations, but they can get themselves out of it. And that's really what Hunwick does well, is that if there's a breakdown in the play, he's a guy who can go back, who can kind of get things back together in his own zone and then bring the play back out again. And he was, with the pairings that he was on last year, were the ones that got scored on the least for the Leafs. So he definitely has, he's not going to blow you away with what he's doing offensively, but what he does in his own zone, what he can bring out of a young player if he plays as he did with Morgan Riley, what he brought out of Morgan Riley in the second half of the season here, that's why you like a guy like Hunwick. And, you know, great leader in the room. You know, you couldn't ask for a better guy to have mentoring young players, very straightforward, very high character. Certainly the Leafs were in on him and were hoping to bring him back, but now he gets a new opportunity in Pittsburgh.
Riley's in his early 20s?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you're saying that they maybe didn't have a, mentor-mentee kind of situation, but he was definitely a good influence on him. I'm seeing here that in Game 6 against Washington in the Leafs elimination game, he led the team in ice time. He played 28 minutes and 7 seconds in that game. That was more than Gardner and Riley. So it appears as if late in the season, in the biggest of games, Mike Babcock trusted Matt Hunwick. Would that be fair?
That's absolutely fair. And that was a big reason that they wanted to bring him back, is that how Hunwick came to the Leafs was Babcock saw him working out in Michigan and saw this effort that he was putting in the summer program and how much he wanted an opportunity. And that's what Mike Babcock loves, because those guys, like I mentioned, you can rely on them and you know what you're going to get from them every single night. And for Hunwick, I remember in that series, I thought he got better and better as the season went on. And whether that was because, players around him, were maybe struggling, or whether it was because he just became more comfortable in the role that he was playing last year among, some young players like Riley and like Connor Carrick, like Alexei Marchenko. The Leafs defense last year they were brutal at times and they struggled a lot. But Hunwick, to me, looking back on that season as a whole, and especially which really manifested in the playoffs, was he was probably their steadiest defender. And he doesn't make high-risk plays. And that's why you trust him in instances like Game 6. You can trust him on special teams. And even more than that, if you know that, he's going to go out there and he's going to make the smart play. He's going to make the right play. And by doing so, that's going to bring out the best in the rest of your defense. And I thought the defense got better as a group as that series went on as well. Nobody really expected them to push Washington the way they did. And when they struggled, when they, you know, when things were going a little haywire, especially on the back end, it was Hunwick that could sort of bring all of them back together where they needed to be and sort of push forward from there. So he's a quiet leader. He definitely leads by example. He's not the type who's like a rah-rah guy. But and even with Riley, I mean, you look at the relationship that the two of them had. I mean, Hunwick can play on either side. He can play left. He can play right. And that makes him really versatile as well. You know, for Riley to have somebody like him in the second half of the season when he was struggling in the first half a little bit, mm-hmm. that really changed the complexion of his whole year as well. So, Hunwick, there's a lot of, you know, certainly he took a lot of heat here last year at the start of the season. I thought he handled it really well, seemed to just brush it off, and then had a really strong second half of the year.
Kristen, I can tell you from our experience with Ron Hainsey for just a couple of months that you're not getting a very introverted person.
No, really.
He caught Sidney Crosby's first pitch at a Pirates game after they won the Stanley Cup and put full catcher's gear on. And at the parade, he decided on a 95-degree day to wear jeans. And Matt Cullen's kids decided to turn his jeans into jorts. So he had some jean shorts going on that were made by, I think, Matt Cullen's, one of his, like, very young, like an 11-year-old decided to make him short. So you're going to have a character there. I thought he was pretty good for the Penguins. And in a lot of ways, it sounds, in the way you're describing Hunwick, like these guys have a lot of similar attributes. I want to know, can he skate? That's one of the things that this team demands out of its defensemen. They ask guys to skate the puck out of trouble. Would you say that one of Matt Hunwick's best traits is the fact that he can really skate?
I wouldn't say it's one of his best traits. I would say that there's still that potential there, perhaps in a different system, coming into Sullivan's system, and depending on who he's paired with, maybe they can bring that out of him more.
Okay.
I think for Hunwick, that's something probably right now, knowing he's coming to Pittsburgh, that would be something that I would be, if I were him, spending my summer on, just sort of working on, A, bringing the puck out, not just, you know, sending a pass out and sort of letting letting your partner sort of carry that out. That's more maybe his style. So I would definitely, if I'm him, I'm thinking about how am I going to get my skating where it needs to be.
Can he play both sides, Kristen? Can he play left side, right side? Is he flexible
that
way?
Yes, both sides.
Special teams kills penalties mostly?
Yeah, he was power play is very finicky with Babcock. Didn't see him on that unit much.
Is he a guy that is going to sacrifice his body to block shots?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
That was a huge thing last year, too. So, he does everything you would ask of him. If he'll put in the effort to get as close as he can to exactly where you want him to be, and that's how he ended up with the Leafs to begin with. So whatever is asked of him in Pittsburgh, he's going to do, and he's great. Like I said, he was a King Clancy nominee for the team last year, nominated by his teammates as, you know, great leadership guy. So he's a good person as well.
He sounds like a very coachable player.
Very highly coachable.
So before I let you go, Kristen, you got to let me know what it's like in Toronto this morning with this Marleau signing. Is the feeling there that, you know, this team is, are they looked at right now as a team that can knock off the Penguins, or is maybe it too soon to kind of put the Maple Leafs in that kind of conversation?
Well, they're in that conversation because it's Toronto and everyone has a higher opinion maybe of them right now than perhaps they deserve, just because they had a great season where they stayed healthy. They've added some veteran players that the team believes is going to sort of take them to that next level. I think it's healthy to be skeptical of this Marleau deal because, yes, he can skate. If he, you know, he could be invigorated by the youth that's going to be around him, especially if he plays with a guy like Austin Matthews. There is certainly some upside to it. He's durable. He's versatile. He can do a lot. And that gets people excited. That gets people talking about maybe he's the missing piece, and in 2 years they'll be in the Cup final, and maybe this whole five-year plan is accelerated.
Mm-hmm.
But to me, I look at it from the other side of, if this is a team that has to improve from within, how does adding three guys who are 36 or 37 or going to be 38, how does that help them with that goal?
And if who's the third guy first, there? Kristen, so you've got Hainsey, you've got Marleau, and who's the other old-timer?
Dominic Moore.
Oh.
Dominic Moore was added as well on Saturday. So those are three guys, Hainsey and Moore, 36. Marleau will be 38 in September. These are guys that are going to take ice time away from potentially younger players that are going to come up, and that's a sign that the Leafs want to win now. They don't want to keep, you know, kind of chugging along with some of these young players who aren't quite ready. They'll leave them in the minors and bring them up later on. But it depends, really, who are they going to trade? Do they trade JVR, James Van Riemsdyk? Do they trade Tyler Bozak? Do they bring in, you know, somebody else? It remains to be seen. Yeah. But I think right now the feeling is it's you've got one side that's very skeptical. You've got one side that thinks, you know, the parade's coming in 2 years. So, but the parade's always every year. It's like this
the
is
third
year,
the third year on the Marlowe deal is the one that gets me.
Exactly.
You know?
That's the but you know what? That's 2 years from now. So anything can change in 2 years, and the Leafs don't seem to be thinking too far ahead. And maybe that's healthy. Maybe that's going to work out for them. But I think the Penguins, they're probably pretty safe, at least for next year. I don't think the Leafs are quite, even with Marlowe, their young players won't quite be where they need to be to really be pushing for a final.
Kristen Shilton, Leafs reporter for TSN Radio in Toronto. Thank you, Kristen. I would say happy Independence Day, but that was what, Saturday for you guys?
That was Saturday. Well,
awesome.
I can say it to you, happy Independence
Thank you.
Day.
Good to talk to you.
Thanks, guys.
You bet.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.